You're listening to Family Talk, the radio broadcasting division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I am that James Dobson, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us today.
Well, welcome to Family Talk, the broadcast division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Roger Marsh, and in just a moment, we're going to hear part one of a classic conversation Dr. Dobson had with Kathy Laurie. Kathy is the wife of pastor and evangelist Greg Laurie, and she's written a book called As I See It, and she and Dr. had a fascinating conversation about that resource. Before we begin, though, a reminder that we're less than 2 weeks away from Election Day 2024, and here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, we have a whole host of resources that you'll find helpful as you're preparing to cast your vote. Go to drjamesdobson.org/countdown-to-decision-2024 and you'll find voter guides, you'll find videos, you'll find reels, as they call them, and much, much more. Again, go to drjamesdobson.org/countdown-to-decision-2024 and you'll find all the information you need. Doctor?
Today we're going to talk to a wonderful lady, talking about Kathy Laurie, who has devoted her life to her own family and also to Christian women. She has been married to Pastor Greg Laurie for 45 years. 40 years ago, they founded the Harvest Fellowship Church in Riverside, California, and they reached tens of thousands of people every week. It's really incredible what their outreach is. They're heard and seen every week in California on six campuses by satellite, and then around the country. I know they're on the Trinity Christian Broadcast, TBN. Kathy has authored two books, one entitled Happily Ever After. You can guess what that's about, and a newer book called As I See It. We're going to talk about that today. But I've been reading this book, and although it's primarily for women, it really presents many aspects of Christian family life, and I think men will enjoy it too. Kathy helped found the Harvest Women's Ministry, and she served as its director for more than four decades. And she and Greg have two children. One of them's in heaven and five grandchildren. Kathy, how do you get it all done?
I think of it as like jumping hurdles. You're running a race and you just face the hurdle in front of you and you pray for grace and you somehow find the strength. The Lord supplies what you need when you need it, doesn't he?
He does. Do you still enjoy being a wife and mother?
Oh,
and
it's
grandmother.
The joy of my 45 years being Greg's wife, being mom to Christopher and Jonathan, and now the grandmother of the five little ones we have, and we're very close to them. We see them every week as much as we can. It's Greg's hobby, he says. He doesn't really have a hobby. He just has his grandkids.
Well, he's got a lot more on his plate than that. It's incredible. You have an event called a crusade, the Harvest Crusade.
We do the SoCal Harvest Crusade every year in August at Anaheim Stadium.
And that's where the angels play.
That's right. Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And we're actually celebrating our 30th anniversary of doing this in Anaheim at that Crusade Stadium. It's amazing.
Well, what I remember, too, is that a couple of years ago, you held one of those crusades at the AT&T Stadium in
yes.
Dallas, which is where the Cowboys play. And there are 80,000 seats in that, and they couldn't get in. There was every seat was taken, and there were, I think, 15, 20,000 people outside. Does this shock you looking back? And here you have, in some cases, 100,000 people who want to hear what Greg has to say. The Lord's got his hands on you all.
We have seen God's faithfulness for those 45 years, and the man I married 45 years ago was sort of an embryonic version of the guy he is today, but his commitment to the Word of God and to his family has never wavered. It has held him fast. And we're excited to see what the Lord's going to be doing in our future as well. Greg's just going strong, and it's just a blessing. You know, there's that story of the turtle on a fence post. You've heard that. You know,
if you see a turtle on a fence post,
how did he? There's only one way, and that is someone put him there. And I've watched God do that in Greg's life. Every year, God's faithfulness. It has surprised us both. We're so thankful for what he's done, and we're looking forward to what he's going to be doing in the future.
Well, I've watched him too, and I'm very proud of him. I love this man. You love
Thank
him
you.
Too, don't you?
I sure do. More and more. Love has changed over the years. It's grown deeper. I'm not the 16-year-old, and he's not the 19-year-old we were when we first met. But but we both have the same love for the Lord, and our love has grown deeper. It's wonderful.
Shirley and I have been married for 58 years, so we got you by a few, and it does get better. It's amazing. I'm just loving this time of my life with her. There's nothing I'd rather be doing than being at home on a weekend with nobody there, just the two of us. She's working on her stuff. I'm working on mine. Yeah. But just cooking together and being together. How could that be after 58 years that we still enjoy each other's company?
Marriage can be like a garden. And when you first get married, you're actually planting the seeds that you're going to reap the fruit of in years to come. So as beautiful and as lovely as it is to plant a garden that first year, second year, but those fruit trees that you plant, those seeds that you plant in years to come, you're going to be reaping the results of and the fruit of that. And we feel like we're just now beginning to see the meaning of marriage. That's how deep and rich it is. 45 years. And we can look back to what love was when we first met each other and when we were first married. But every stage has grown deeper and richer. And I think that's God's plan for us.
Yeah, you know, I love people. I enjoy being around them. But I'm telling you, after 58 years, I still find Shirley interesting. I still enjoy talking to her. Isn't that amazing that what God does there?
Yes, I think that when you commit yourself in marriage, that God is able to bring new things all the time, new ways in which to show and express your love to one another. And marriage is not about finding oneself. It's about losing oneself, sowing into the life of another person, what it means to love sacrificially. And if we look at the creator of the universe and the complete satisfaction and joy within the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus demonstrated what God's love is like. And it's a love that sacrifices. It's a love that goes the distance. It's a love that grows deeper and a love that has purpose. And in our marriages, hopefully we are a reflection of that love.
I want to do something I don't often do. I'm not a great reader, but I am going to read something that you wrote. It's in your book, As I See It, and this is the dedication. Usually authors write dedications that are 3 or 4 lines long, you know, and they're pithy or what have you. But yours is a little longer, and this is what you wrote to Greg on your anniversary. I think this is really special. This year marks the 39th year that I've been your friend, wife, lover, co-laborer in ministry, walking partner, etc., etc. 39. Who knew the funny, joyful, exciting, and at times terrifying ride that life would take us on when I said I'd marry you? But then our idea of an exotic honeymoon, to which we both agreed, was Disneyland's enchanted tiki room and the ride on the Matterhorn. That's what you called a honeymoon, is that right?
You have to remember, I was 17 when we were engaged, so my expectations weren't all that high.
Well, we've reached the midpoint of today's conversation here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and we're enjoying a delightful dialogue featuring Dr. Dobson and Kathy Laurie talking about her book, As I See It. And of course, we have a link for that book up at drjamesdobson.org/ Family Talk. Remember that if you want to keep up with everything that's happening here at Family Talk, Dr. Dobson publishes a newsletter each and every month, and you could subscribe to that newsletter absolutely free. Go to drjamesdobson.org/newsletters and get the process rolling. That's drjamesdobson.org/newsletters. You can read Dr. Dobson's thoughts each and every month, have them delivered directly to your email box, and then also browse our website for many of the other fine materials that we have available to you. Book recommendations, of course, Dr. Dobson's digital library. It's all there and more at drjamesdobson.org. And now let's continue with the conclusion of today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk with Dr. Dobson's conversation with author and pastor's wife, Kathy Laurie.
Kathy, you were just teenagers, and yet you were making this lifetime commitment. But it does look like all those expectations have been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Let me continue quoting you as you wrote to Greg. I don't recall that you ever formally proposed. I just remember two pivotal conversations. One was driving home from Idlewild Camp in your broken-down Corvair. I also had a broken-down car, so I know what that was like. Continuing, I must have been 15 and you 18. You said something like, well, I guess we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. But there's one thing I want you to know. If you ever get between me and my relationship with the Lord, it will be over, okay?
Dr. Dobson, I loved it. I loved the fact that he loved Jesus more than he loved me. Gave me a great sense of security. I thought, this is the man that I can follow.
What is really neat is, for those of us who know his background, he grew up in a very, very troubled family. He had no idea who Jesus Christ was, and the Lord got a hold of him. He was a druggie. He really had a difficult childhood and early adolescence itself. But boy, when he fell for the Lord, he fell 100%.
Exactly. And that's where he learned his standard and model for marriage was from the scriptures, not from his mother, who had been married 7 times.
Well, you said here you were ever the romantic. Believe it or not, I was so happy to hear you say what I just read. I was sick of guys who were wishy-washy. Did you run into some of those kind of guys?
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, there was your official marriage proposal. After breaking up and getting back together 3 times, it went something like this. So I guess we ought to make plans to tell your mom and dad that we want to get married, all right? Oh, sure. They were thrilled about that. They always wanted me to marry a guy without a steady paycheck and looked like Redbeard the pirate. Anyway, is that the way he looked?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he had shoulder-length hair and a red beard that was long. I thought it was great. I mean, you have to remember the times in which we were growing up. Those hippies were pretty cool, I thought.
Continuing, I love you for 100 reasons and more. I never wondered if you loved me. You make me laugh, and when you couldn't, you still kept trying. You're generous. I've often thought when balancing the checkbook that you were too generous. I have never doubted that you were faithful. I always knew you would put God first above the kids and me. You are kind and forgiving, even when you've been hurt. You are never petty or vindictive. Okay, enough praise for one day. I think you get the rest of it. I love you with all my heart, more today than ever. You said it best in a card that you gave me 40 years ago. Remember the dark ages when we used to write things on paper? Nothing is better for me than that. Kathy, that's wonderful.
That is
beautiful. I know why you put it as the beginning of your book.
He's my greatest encourager, and he is the stable force apart from the Lord in my life. This book wouldn't be in print if it weren't for Greg encouraging me and telling me I could do this and almost forcing me to do this. This would not be here if it weren't for him.
All right. I want to turn a corner. You have led this. It's not a Bible study, but it's a women's fellowship, right?
It's even more than a Bible. It is a Bible study, but there are so many facets, and we call it the Virtue Women's Ministry, which incorporates a weekly Bible study, very similar to Bible study fellowship or community Bible study. We go through books of the Bible. There's a homework aspect to it. There's a small group discussion aspect to it. There's a teaching aspect to it. That's one facet. And then we have the Virtue website, which has everything on there that I think women would be interested in, everything from homemaking and crafting to blogs that I write to inspiring recipes, hopefully, that women will find the home a place to invest their lives.
How many women come to these events?
On a weekly basis, in September, when we start up, we have almost 2,000 women, and this is in the Bible study. And then we have special events throughout the year where we bring in authors and speakers, and we just we love reaching into the lives of women. We understand how important it is.
All right. You have dealt with a lot of women over the years. Mm. You know women. What can you tell us about women, especially in California, where the pace is so rapid and when that everybody is racing and running and huffing and puffing? What are their fears? What are their aspirations? What do they feel about marriage? Kind of give us a little overview of what you're learning. I know every one of them's different, but there are some trends. What can you tell us?
Well, I think women in California are similar to women all over the country in the sense that they're forced to compare themselves with a standard that is impossible to meet. With social media and things like Instagram and Facebook, we're constantly forced to compare ourselves to a standard that's impossible to achieve.
You're referring to beauty?
Beauty, accomplishments. They need to be super everything. You have to be successful at work. You have to be athletically fit. You have to be beautiful. You have to be a mother and a wife, and you have meaningful relationships, all the while juggling all of these things to perfection. And we know that's not the reality of what we are. And there's a great deal of frustration and insecurity and the snare of living in the light of comparing ourselves to others. So what we try to do is pour into women's lives that the most important thing they can do is what the scriptures tell us, and that is that wisdom comes from seeking God. That wisdom that we need to live our lives, be who it is that God has called us to be, we find in the pages of His book. So the centerpiece of my ministry is to put women in touch with the God who loves them. And if we find our security and our identity and our worth in Him, we're going to be able to be what He's called us to be.
Kathy, you said on page 177 that young women, wives and mothers, need help in decisions about everything. And you have written, every girl knows the feeling. We want to feel loved. We want to know that we matter. Despite all that we may have accomplished, there are lingering questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where do I go for answers? Do you remember writing about that?
Absolutely. If you read Instagram or you even read popular Christian books today, Dr. Dobson, we're being told over and over again, you are significant, you are loved, God is there, He loves you no matter what you've done. And it doesn't seem to be having its effect in our lives. And I think the reason for that, is we've got our eyes on ourselves.
Yeah.
We're still looking to ourselves. We've got to get our eyes off of ourselves, look up to the heavens, look up to Jesus in the face of Jesus and understand God sent His Son to die on a cross for us as individuals.
Yeah.
He loves us that much. Now, we as women, how can we find that kind of security if we aren't looking to the one who holds us secure? Because this is not a safe world we live in. We live in a fallen world, and there's so many things that can come at us that can destroy that image. But God holds our identity securely in His hands, and He holds us as well. And no matter what comes our way, we can find the foundation and security for our lives in that.
You know, Kathy, when I wrote the book Life on the Edge, which was written for those between 16 and 26, we wanted to find out a little bit more about that age group. And so we did focus groups and brought young people in. They weren't all Christians, and we asked them a lot of questions about their lives. And do you know that the number one answer that these young people gave to us, and again, this was not from a Christian community especially, the question they want answers to is, does life have meaning? You know, that's the challenge of this generation. Why do I have meaning? Who cares? What is life all about? And you can only find the answers to those questions, especially those relating to the afterlife. Is God going to hold me accountable? Is he real? Is he there? Does he care? Does he know me? All of those questions can only be answered in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And the world is more confused than ever about who they are. You're going to see a constant change and shifting as culture and different winds blow through in trends. God's so wonderfully gracious in allowing us in this generation to have at our fingertips, at the click of a mouse or the keyboard, access to the Bible.
Yeah.
Never have the scriptures been more available to us. If God is not in this generation matching the lies out there with the proliferation of his truth, it's so easy to access if we would just look in the right places for it.
This is Roger Marsh, and that's an encouraging reminder to end today's broadcast here on Family Talk. The truth of the Bible is relatable to whatever we're facing, and it's applicable to our deepest questions. Make sure you spend time today in God's Word for direction and purpose in your life. Friend, you've been listening to an insightful conversation featuring Dr. James Dobson and author Kathy Laurie here on Family Talk. To learn more about Kathy's book, As I See It, go to our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. And when you're on our site, you'll also find information about Kathy's blog and the thriving women's ministry at Harvest Church in Southern California. You'll find all that information and more when you go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. Now, as we conclude today's program, we know that with Countdown to Decision 2024 less than 2 weeks away, we are now living in a time of great moral divide. Unless Christians engage in this upcoming election, this beloved land of liberty, which has been a beacon of hope to the world throughout the centuries, may become a distant memory that future generations will only read about in history books. As Dr. Dobson has written, it saddens him to think that this could be the fate of our children and our grandchildren. And that's why we here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute encourage you to pray for the outcome, to, as Dr. Dobson would say, come out of your hiding place and let your voice be heard. And you can do so when you download the free presidential voter guide that's available at drjamesdobson.org. This insightful voter guide gives you the opportunity to read the differences between the political party platforms with regards to protecting kids from radical gender ideology, supporting serious border security, cuts in taxes, promoting parental rights and school choice, maintaining strong national defense, and more. Now, you can get this voting guide absolutely free when you go to drjamesdobson.org/countdown to decision 2024. That's drjamesdobson.org/countdown-2-decision-2024. While you're there, be sure to browse the other resources we have available for you, including state-specific voter guides for all 10 of the swing states and some powerful videos from Dr. Del Tackett, Eric Metaxas, Kirk Cameron, Riley Gaines, and more. You'll find all of that at drjamesdobson.org/countdown-to-decision-2024. And thanks for remembering that all of these materials we're able to produce for you online, on the air, and more are all made possible because of friends like you who pray for us and faithfully support us financially. You can send your tax-deductible donation securely through our website at drjamesdobson.org. You can also make a donation over the phone when you call 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. And to send a gift through the United States Postal Service, keep our ministry mailing address handy. It's the Dr. James James Dobson Family Institute, or you can just write to Dr. James Dobson Family Talk, Post Office Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the zip code 80949. That's Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, Post Office Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the zip code 80949. Well, I'm Roger Marsh. Be sure to join us again next time right here when Dr. James Dobson continues his conversation with pastor's wife and author Kathy Laurie. That's coming up next time right here on the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Does your marriage feel disconnected? Are you wanting more one-on-one time with your spouse? This is Roger Marsh for Family Talk, and we have a great resource for you. It's Dr. Dobson's popular work titled Nightlight for Couples. This devotional is full of insightful content for couples to discuss every night before you go to sleep. Now, throughout the book, Dr. Dobson addresses tough marital subjects like finances, communication, intimacy, and more. Rekindle the emotional closeness in your relationship with this helpful resource. Request your copy of Nightlight for Couples by going to drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825.